In the Seder this week, Parshas Lech Lecha, we have the Pesukim where the Baruch Shalom gave Avraham Avinu the mitzvah of Mila. And also, in the Pesukim state, there was a bris. The Ebishta made a bris, gave a bris to Avraham Avinu. State in Pasuk, says in Pasuk, V'yet in the brisi, b'ni v'necha, v'abo ischa v'moid moid. First part of the bris is the Ebishta said that he's going to be Mabed. Baba his children very, very much. But the second part of the verse is David is giving to Avraham Avinu the Eretz Yisrael, Avraham Avinu and his children. And it says in Pesukim Vayta that which, even though Avraham Avinu was Avraham and Goyim, of the bris continued on only through Yitzchak and Yaakov Avinu. The Pasuk says, Kibi Yitzchak Yikaron Chazera. And by Birchas Yitzchak to Yaakov, Avinu, the Pasuk says, "Eating a chores, Birchas Abraham, Lachol and Zerecha, Yitzchak Nareshtecha, Seitz Megrecha, Shenas Nalikim Abraham." The Pasuk says, right, that the bris that was given to Abraham went through Yaakov Avinu, through his children. What's the Taish of bris? So the Tag Munkel is Taish's bris Kiyomi. Kiyomi is a Lashon Brisi, Taish's Brisi to be Kiyomi. And Kiyomi we find in Unkelis, in the whole Torah, whenever you have the word Shvua, the Targum Unkelis teaches it Kiyam, a Lashon Kiyam. So you see the Union of Bris like the Union of a Shvua. And in English they call it a covenant, a treaty, but it's more, in Unkelis he uses the same word for Shvua as he uses for Bris, it seems to be like a Haftacha. Rashi in Chumash says on this Pasuk, V'yet Nebri Yisi Brisho Ava, U'Brisho Oris L'Yishon Chayadei Mitzvazu. Rashi sees in these psukim that it was a brisho ava. It was an Indian that David made like haftacha that there will be ava to Klal Yisrael. There will be ava to Avraham Avinu and his children. And the second part of the bris is that he's giving them Eretz Yisrael. And the pasuk says, Beferish, that the Malkum is Baal Nasrem, Poyon Lois bris by Nivenechem. And the Indian of bris mila is the Indian of the bris, and it's also an ois bris. It's a sign of this bris that Klal Yisrael has from the Rebbeinu Shem. From this Indian, from the bris that the Rebbeinu Shlom gave to Avraham Avinu and continued on to his children, Chazal Masak in a special bracha. By bris mila, besides the regular birchas mitzvah that we make, a bracha Hashem Kenem Achenom Shek Shem Sitzivon Al Mila, we say a second bracha. We make a special bracha. It's also a Shek Yishon Sitzivon Achnise Bebrisi Shavam Avinu. Because when you do a bris, the child continues, he also joins that bris of Avraham Avinu. Chazal made a special bracha just on the Indian of this bris. So we learn a little bit the sugya of this bracha of Nachnisi Bisi Shabbat Mavina, let's say, Gemara at the end of Eblezah the Meal on Shabbos. The Gemara says in Shabbos, Nachkuflam Zayim Abayz, Hamol, that the Moyel, Aima, Ashek Hisham, Sitzivan Al Mila. The Moyel, the person who's actually doing the bris, the Moyel makes the bracha Al Mila, makes the bracha Samitzvah. And the father makes the second bracha. The father makes the bracha, Nachnisi Bisi Shabbat Mavina. That's the Gemara. So Pashut, you learn the Gemara, it seems that's the Seidah Dvarim. First, the Moil makes the Bracha Al Mila, and second, the father makes the Bracha Achnisei Bevisei Shavim Vino. But Tosis brings down from the Rishvam that he wants to change the Gersa. He says that's Takamashma, the Gersa, that's the order, but the Rishvam did not like that order. The Rishvam says you have to read the Gemara differently. You have to say first, Aviyah Ben makes the Bracha Achnisei, and second, the Moil makes the Bracha of the Sivan Al Mila. And the reason is, the Rishbam, Tosfos says, B'shem the Rishbam, is two reasons. He says, first of all, Nachnisai, the whole notion of Nachnisai, is mashma l'haba, is mashma, it's going to happen, it's in the future. And the second reason is, like the Rishbam, that Chol mitzvahs from Vorchon Einav Nasi Yosin, so Gemara Mitzvah from Lav Zayin, that on all mitzvahs, we make the bracha before we do the mitzvah, not after, we make the bracha before we do the mitzvah. So therefore, the father should make the bracha first. So what's B'shem and Tosfos? Why can't the father make the bracha before the Mila? Let the Moil be first, make his bracha, let the father make the bracha, and then let the Moil do the Mila. So I think Pashup Shan Taisis is, and the Rishvam held that, understood that once the Moil makes his bracha al Mila, he has to cut right away, he has to do the Maisa Mitzvah Mila. He can't even wait for the father to make the bracha. Even though the bracha, how long does it take? But even so, the Mila is even quicker. If the Moil would immediately cut and not wait, the father's bracha is going to end up being after the Mila. So we were once learning this, and the Rosh Menachas in Hilchos Sefer Torah, the Megimel, that says Mila is Nasis Karega. The Maisa Mila is very quick, and most Moilim are quick. It's Nasis Karega. It's done like in 1 second, and a Bracha still takes like 2-3 seconds. It's a number of words. So I think that's what was bothering the Rishbam. If you have, according to our Gersa, that first the Moil makes the Bracha, and then the father makes the Bracha, Once the mom makes the bracha, he can't wait for the father to make the bracha. Once you make a bracha mitzvah, you have to do the mitzvah right away. You're not going to be masik. You can't wait. And if the mom would do the chaticha, do the mingla, it would turn out the father's bracha would be after.
Just a quick way, there's more than one part for the moil does.
Right,
and those
Priya. We're gonna get there. Very good.
We're gonna get there.
But right now, that's the Rosh Ram's kasha. If the moil makes the bracha first, then he's gonna have to do the maisa mingla. If he does the maisa mingla, by the time the father makes the bracha, it's gonna be after the mingla. That's bothering Rosh Ram for two reasons. First of all, the nusach he says lach nisay. I'm going to bring him into the bris of Avraham Avinu, and you did it already. It's after the mingla. That's his first kasha. And second problem was the bracha should be after nasiyos, and all brachas are supposed to be before the maisa, not after the maisa. So therefore, the Rosh Ram changes
the
whole.
The should be before the moil's bracha because his mitzvah is to get the moil. His mitzvah is not the moil of the moil.
Oh, you can make the bracha before you call the mail on the phone.
The Rosh Ram mainly wanted
as long as the bracha is before the ma'isa mina, then it's okay. It's enough for the actual mina. But then it would have to be before he even spoke to the Moel, not the Moel's bracha. What's it was the Moel's bracha? I think Pshat entices the way I'm understanding it. That once the Moel makes the bracha, he has to do the mina right away, and then you won't be able to have. Then the father's bracha won't be everlasting. It'll be afterwards. So therefore, the Rosh Ram changed the Gittin in the Gemara, and he changed the whole halacha of the Seder, the Brachas, and Tosfos writes, what's his lashon again? Kein hinu b'mekaymai. The Rosh Ram even shtal avek in his shtat, in his area, he changed it even though before the Rosh Ram, everyone was making the bracha, the moel was making the bracha first, and then the father was making the bracha. He changed it. He made the minig that first the father should make the bracha, achnisay, and then the moel should make the bracha. Oh, yeah, I didn't know that. Did you talk it?
Yeah.
Oh, Svam do like the Rosh Ram?
Yeah.
Oh, I don't know that. I never pay attention. Yeah, I know. I never pay attention to that. I should realize that. It's very interesting. Go on. Okay, I was going to say, we do like the old guests in the Gemara, but the fact is, the Svam do like the Rosh Ram.
They said all these things before. Why isn't Ovid
Okay, we're gonna come to some tzitzim.
Way
before, then everybody starts singing.
That's for shame shenichas of bris. Then that goes to the meal of four.
Okay, but okay, so that's the Rosh Ram's.
You say sounds like a song to
you, but Louis Armstrong. That's the Rosh Ram. And Tosfos brings down Rebbeinu Tam Ischael. Rebbeinu Tam wants to be Mekayim the old Geisa. Rebbeinu Tam says that the old Geisa is right. First the Mo makes the Bracha, and then the Father makes the Bracha. And that's the way I understand it. Rebbeinu Tam agreed to this Indian that if the Mo is making the Bracha, he's going to cut right away, he's going to do the Mingle right away, and then the Father's going to make the Berachas HaChanisa afterwards. So to answer the Rosh Ram's two Kashas, Rebbeinu Tam answers, on the first Kasha, he's saying that HaChanisa is Mashm Laba. So Rebbeinu Tam, it's not true. It's Avdavka. Achnisa can mean either Laba or Neshava. In Diktuk, it's more chagas in Diktuk, it seems. The way you have to know Diktuk well, the Rosh Ram holds that Achnisa means I'm going to be Machnis, to bring him into the Bishav Avinu. And the Rebbeinu Tam says, you can read it either way. Achnisa can mean that you brought him in or you're going to bring him in. It could be both ways. And he says Pshad in the Gemara Pesachim with that. But that's his answer on that Kasha. And on the second Kasha, that all the brachas have to be Oivel Nasiyasan. And over here, the father's making his bracha after the mitzvah. The Rebbeinu Tam answers, "Kol mitzvah, the chol mitzvah mevorach eva nasiyosan, hani mingi kishem mevorach asmeisa mitzvah." That's only when the mevorach himself is doing the mitzvah. But over here, the mevorach, the father, is not doing the mitzvah. The moel is doing the mitzvah, and since he's not doing the mitzvah himself, it doesn't have to be eva nasiyosan. So what's pshat in this Rebbeinu Tam? What's the nafkamina if he's doing the mitzvah, someone else doing the mitzvah? If the bracha is supposed to be eva nasiyosan, my nafkamina who's doing the mitzvah?
Why does this bracha have to be in the person? We have the Birkas Hamila, that's the bracha on the actual Kitu. Saying, so the father's bracha, that's part of the mitzvah of Mila?
It seems to be.
You have two brachas on one mitzvah.
It's interesting. There are two, but they are two, and it's even in the nusach of Asher kivishonim mitzvosa. Hashem made us hail and good as mitzvahs. V'tzivonu, he commanded us lachnisi b'shavavinu. As if it's a mitzvah to machsim b'shavavinu. So you're doing this mitzvah being machnasim b'shavavinu. You're doing two things. You're doing the mitzvah minga and you're being machnasim. These are sukkim this week's edra. That two things are happening over here. You also be machnasim. So on that also you have to make a bracha. So that's the. That's what the Yishanim are asking, the Rishbam, and even Ben Tam is masking to the Kasha, it should be Evin Lasi Yosin. So Ben Tam just answers that this whole klal of Baruch Evin Lasi Yosin is only when you're doing the Maisi yourself, not if someone else is doing the Maisi. So what's Pshat Ben Tam? When I was a Baruch, I was pretty young, I wanted to say Pshat in this Taisis with the Rambam. I think it's more the Rambam that I had. There's a Rambam in Perek Aleph, in Hilchos Baruchos. The Rambam says, The same way we make a brichas hanenin, the same way we make a bracha before we eat, or before we drink, or before we smell besamen, the same way you have to make a bracha on every mitzvah. Afterwards you do the mitzvah. This Rambam, I always thought was a pelagic Rambam, the Rambam is comparing the brichas hamitzvahs to brichas hanenin. And it doesn't seem to be any mockup for this Rambam. If you look at the Meisei Kehilim, I look at another Svarim, they all give a Mar Mokum for what the Rambam says, V'ach kach yaseh so. Over here the Rambam is saying that the bracha should be Evel Nas Yasin, the bracha should be before the mitzvah. They all quote, they all bring down, that's the Gemara Pesachim. The Rambam Pesachim says, Dav Zayin, Omer Yehuda Meshmul, call mitzvahs v'ochel in Evel Nas Yasin. All mitzvahs should do Evel Nas Yasin. But this Indian that the Rambam says, K'shem shem v'ochel ani, kachem v'ochel kol mitzvah mitzvah, that he compares b'rachas ha-mitzvahs, b'rachas nenen, seems to be the Rambam's like a chiddush, so there's no mockup for it. And b'chal, what does it mean? What's the comparison? So I was thinking to say that the Rambam's saying a tam in the Indian of kol of b'rachas v'ochel nevel nas yasin. The Rambam's saying the Indian of b'rachas nenen, the Gemara says in Kesem v'ochel and b'rachas, It says, it takes something from the Eibush's world without a bracha, and anyone that does take something from the Eibush's world without a bracha, mo'al. Mo'al, memayin lamed, is an Indian as a mo'al behektish. It's an Indian of geneva. It's like an Indian as a geneva from the Bani Shang, Rahman Slan. Without making a bracha, it's like an Indian from Me'ila, from geneva. So mainly, the Indian of a bracha is as a bakashish rishus. That's the chayyad inyan of bichas hanenen. Before you take something, you have to ask rishus. You make a bracha, that's like getting rishus, and then you're allowed to eat, or you're allowed to drink, or be nena. So now I'm saying that's the inyan of bichas mitzvah also. Bichas mitzvah is also inyan of bakashas rishus. Before you go in, mashal l'melch bas v'adam, before you go to be mesharis the melch, you have to ask rishus. You don't just barge into the palace and start shining in the king's shoes. The guards will take you away. You have to ask rishus, get permission, get an appointment. I want to come in. So if you get rishus, the king lets you come in. You can come in, shine the king's shoes. So, it's a mashal, then it's the same thing by Birchas HaMitzvahs. You don't just go and be Mesharis to the Rebbein Shalom and do a mitzvah, you have to ask for Shus. As maybe before you nena, that's what I'm saying. Shem Shavachin Ani, Yekach Mavachin Kol Mitzvah Mitzvah. You have to ask for Shus. If that's the Pshat, the Indian of Birchas HaMitzvahs, maybe that's what Rebbein Tam is saying. This whole Indian that you have to ask for Shus before you do a mitzvah, it's only a mitzvah which you're doing the Maisi yourself. If it's a mitzvah, you're not doing anything. You don't have to zaveis rishus. We don't do bechas and then in mamash on everything. You know, a person goes outside, enjoys the sun. Maybe we make a lot of brachas and bechas hashacha of yitzar. We make a bracha, but we don't make mamash and bechas and then on everything. Just more of a chashav hana and in of a vachinle shtiya reyach reyach toiv. The same thing by mitzvahs also. Only mitzvah the ma'isa you have to zaveis rishus.
Isn't the moral
issue? Right. That's the cash on my teretz. First cash I wanted to ask was, what about with the father's the moel himself? You should ask that. When the father's the moel, sometimes the father knows how to be a moel, he's a moel himself. When the father's the moel himself, they say the brachas remains the same. He acts like the moel, he makes the bracha al mingla, he does the mingla, and afterwards he makes the bracha and he says, bishav mean over here, he's doing the mice himself. So why then is he making the bracha? Okay, so you say maybe different tirutzim, but I think we don't change it. Even we're doing a chenu ben atam. We have the Ashkenazi. We're gonna get to the rush, right? But we're trying to stay. Oh, I see what you're saying. But
this time,
So you're learning in Tosis that when it comes to Tosis, that's only when you're not the moel. But if you are the moel, you would make it before? I don't know, I don't think so. I think more pashup shad is since Rav Palmim, the person, most people are not moilim, so even Tamas HaChazal, when they masakin the brachas, they realize that most people are not moilim themselves. They made this the matbeah brachas. It's part of the matbeah brachas that this bracha of Nachnisa you said afterwards. Because most of the times you're not doing the mice yourself. But the real kash is what the Ritzi is asking. The moil, the father is making the moil shliach. This is a shach, and you hear about this. I hope to get to it soon also. But the shach says, the father should be making the moil shliach. So the moil is being malbish lechusa. If he's mamish shliach and shulch hashem the moil, is that really a difference? You don't know if any of bechas mitzvah is being bakash reshus. You don't have to ask reshus. You don't have to make a bechas mitzvah when you have a shliach mitzvah doing a few. Yes, by all, every time we have a shliach mitzvah, someone is your shliach to b'dikas chametz. There is a bechas mitzvah. The shliach makes the bracha, but someone makes the bracha. And it's over last year. So, man, this would be in the town, but this needs a shot.
I think that's the new game to
okay.
It's the art of Ben. It's not the father's mitzvah, it's Ben's mitzvah. The Mevorach Ratzvah is not really doing the mitzvah, he's doing the Ben's mitzvah. So, the Mevorach Ratzvah is not doing the mitzvah. He's not. Hanging Dafke, the whole mitzvah is the Ben's mitzvah.
That's a hashlag there. Where the Rebbe in Tam says, Chol mitzvah is a mitzvah, and hani mi'in kishu mevorach atzma oisa mitzvah. He doesn't mean that the moil's doing the mitzvah, he means the ben's doing the mitzvah? I don't know. I chayr it is the father's mitzvah, because... yeah, but it is the father's mitzvah. The Gemara in Kedushin says, has three drushas, that is a chiv on the father, and the Gemara has another drusha, that the father doesn't do it, is a chiv on bezin, and the Gemara has a third drusha, that if there's no, the father and bezin don't do it, the Ben is Mechuyiv himself. But there's this extra pasuk that the Far is Mechuyiv to do it. The Far is Mechuyiv to do it. You know, the Tosfos Kasha, it's Oisim Oisim. That's true. But there is a mitzvah on the Far. There's no Chiyiv Kisa on that drasha, that Far is Mitzvah Himo Yimo. But it is a mitzvah of the Far. Okay, it's been time. You have to know Pshat, what's been time saying. And it's interesting, the Rosh over there in Shabbos, the end of Rebbe Lezim Mingon, it's a minyud. The Rosh brings down B'Shem 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 a whole different eretz. It's very interesting that Tosfos quotes Rebbein Tam one way and the Rosh quotes Rebbein Tam another way. I was talking to someone with my Edom in the Sukkah just recently, and he went over, he said, you know, let's give a look. We had a Sukkah decoration with the pictures of Mishenim and Achrenim and their dates when they were born and when they were Nifta. And he went to look and he saw that the Rosh was born 80 years after Rebbein Tam was Nifta. There was a long tooth of Mishenim, it was 80 years after Rebbein Tam was Nifta. And the Bali Tosfos was also started, you know, before Rebbeinu Tam, even before Rebbeinu Tam, but it ended way after Rebbeinu Tam. It ended. The Rosh was one of the Bali Tosfos. We have Tosfos Rosh, so the Bali Tosfos could have been 80, 100 years, or even more after Rebbeinu Tam. So during that 80, 100 years, they seemed to be machlokes. They forgot the Masorah exactly what Rebbeinu Tam said. So you had a machlokes and Masorah what Rebbeinu Tam said. Tosfos says Rebbeinu Tam said it this way, but the Rosh said B'Shem Rebbeinu Tam a little differently. The Rosh said. But even Rebbeinu Tam, he's coming to answer again. The Rebbeinu Tam holds that the bracha of Nachnisa is done second, and it's done after the Mila. And I we have this kasha, all the brachas should be over Nasi Yasin. So the Rosh brings them from Rebbeinu Tam, but even Rebbeinu Tam, the bracha zu eini dafka al mila zu. This bracha is not a bichas a mitzvah on this mila. Shenas sachshav koi. Ela moide mashabecha kosh bracha shetziva lasis mitzvah zu kishtav eili yodai. It's a zavi bechas shevach, and he continues with this Indian. But I think what the way the Rosh brings down the Rebbeinu Tam's teretz, I think the teretz is it's a zavi like bechas shevach brachas. What's bechas shevach brachas? This for a mashal. We have bechas nenin, we have bechas mitzvahs. But what's bechas shevach brachas? Bechas shevach brachas is a zavi bechas ri'i, a bechas eidah. When you see a chasan and kala, the chazal masakin the bracha. Not only one bracha, they masakin seven brachas. It's such a chashav zach v'klayso. They masakin when you see a chasan and kala, you make this bracha. Not just when you see them, it has to be either under the in two cases, either under the chuppah, or when there's a suda to cover the chasana kala. When there's a suda to cover the chasana kala, and it's doing the zayinim and mishnah, then you make then chazal masakin these brachas. But it's a zavi bechas a shevach and inyan of chasana kala, and the Rebbeinu Tam is saying that's what this bracha is on mila. It's like a bechas a shevach and inyan of mila. There's a taz in Hilchas Shechita in Yerdeya. What? Yelach Nisa. If you look in Taz and Hilchas, and I don't want to go into it now. That's it. Al Ming is definitely Bechas Mitzvah.
But it's Al. It's not
even
on you.
But we always say Al Nisa Sidayim. We always make
it. Oh.
Yeah, sometimes that's like more psachim. When you say la and when you say al, the rush, psachim of zayin. So that's the whole sugya. Sometimes you say al, sometimes you say la. But there's a taz in your day, some analysis of gotten tesvav. Maybe we'll speak about it a different time. I have something to say in that he talks about the bechas erusin, bechas shchita. It's also like a bechas shevach. But basically, that's what he's answering. That's what this bracha is. And azoybi this bracha lachnisa is not. It's not a bichas mitzvah, it's just a bracha to a shevach on the Indian of Mila. That's why it doesn't have to be Eivin Lassi Yosin. That's the Rosh's first teretz. Then the Rosh has another teretz. The Rosh says, V'oit shamati, and as I gehet, but it's not stam chashom avetel, it's a shtuk of Rosh. The Rosh says, V'oit shamati, and I heard a different teretz. It becomes a Rosh, now it's written in the Rosh. Kishavi haben bevorach miyad, acha bichas amoyil, mikishap Eivin Lassi Yosin. V'gam labol, if he should die in loipora. But tnam of loipora, ki yun loimol. It's like a Bianism was saying. The Rosh says in the second half is what the Rebbeinu is saying that when the moil does the makes the bracha, he has to do the chaticha right away, he has to do mila right away, but he doesn't do the priya. He waits, then he could wait, and then he lets the father make the bracha, and then he does the priya. So since and we pass and the Mishnah says mobile per king moly mol. If you don't do priya, it's as if there's no mila. There's a mila if as long as you made the bracha before the priya, that's called evan asiyasan. That's called before the mitzvah. It's not a problem. That's the Rosh. So what I didn't understand was that if the whole the Rishonim's whole kashya was that once the moyel makes his bracha, he has to do the mitzvah right away. He can't be mafsik. He can't even wait for the father's bracha. Then how come the moyel is allowed to make the bracha and not finish the mitzvah? He only does the beginning of a chaticha, which is garnish. He's not really doing anything, and then he's waiting. I thought he's not right away. We understood the whole kasha was once he makes his berachas mitzvah, he's got to do his mitzvah right away. But how come he's allowed to do a mina, which is nothing until there's a priya, because mola b'kim mola, and then wait.
It's not a thing.
It's what? Oh, no, that's what I was thinking. You see from a shtukal chiddush, there's maybe a shtukal chiddush l'alocha, that this Indian, that once someone makes a berachas mitzvah, he's mechuyev to the mitzvah right away, that goes on haschalas mitzvah. He's mechuyev to start the mitzvah. As long as he starts the mitzvah, then already he can even wait, as long as it's not too long a hefsek, and then later he can finish the mitzvah. And then Lamafreya, when he started, was a mila. But that's a shtuk chiddush. Like you would think that once you made a berachas mitzvah, if you're so makbid, there shouldn't be any hefsek, the hakpada should be. Don't be masik, do the mitzvah, finish the mitzvah. But no, the teretz is, you see, that's what the Rosh is saying. It's enough that he has to start right away, but all he has to start is haschalas mitzvah. And then he could wait, and then the Kabbish could have sick. He can let the father make his bracha, and his father's bracha becomes Eivin Lassi Yosin. And then, like I was saying, and then I'm afraid it'll turn out that his mila was a mila. The Chassam Seifer in a tshuva in Chelak Erechayim, Simin and Aleph, and the Mechas Chinuch, they is a demagasha on this Rosh's teretz. They is a kasha. Even though we paskin that mol v'loy pura kiyun loy mol, the mean without pri is nothing. But the Gemara Yivamis Daf Ayin Aleph, the Gemara says, Amar Rav like nit the prius meal in Avram Avinu. The mitzvah pri was not given to Avram Avinu. Shenema beisahi Am Hashem al Yeshua asin chacham b'sturim. It's possible in Yeshua we Chazal learn out the mitzvah pri from. So first of all, right then the Gemara says in Yivamis that the emissaries, they didn't have the mitzvah of they didn't even do mila all the 40 years in the midrash. On the 40 years in the midrash, they didn't do mila. The Gemara says for two reasons, either because of chush or the yocha, because they're always traveling, it was pasha tzakonadik for the children to do mila, for the people to do mila. And the other reason was because there's no ruach tzvainis. The Gemara says that Chazal understood that to have a refuah for mila, they needed a northern wind, ruach tzvainis, and there was no ruach tzvainis in the years in the midrash. So therefore, they taka didn't do mingla until they had the mitzvah mingla for Matan Torah, but Klai Yisrael did not do it until they came to Eretz Yisrael in times of Yeshua. And in that pasuk in Yeshua, we have first that's where we learn out the mitzvah priya. The Mechas Chinuch explains, even though we have a klal that ain navi or shayin chadash dava, all mitzvahs derais have to be in chumash; it cannot be in navi. So Mechas Chinuch explains about this halacha priya must have been halacha mashmi Sinai by Matan Torah. From the time of Moshe Rabbeinu, must have been Alchemash Mesinai. But and this pasuk they bring from Yeshua is in Asmachtis, where you see in practical application that they did the Priya. But Al Kaponim.
Did Mila
in the Midrash?
Yeah. Only.
It does say it was.
That's
Maybe it's different. The Majorshim, okay. But Akapanim, the Gemara says, the Mitzvah Pi was not given to Avraham Avinu. The Mechas Chinuch wants to do it for Chiddush HaLocha. The Gemara says in Hebron, after the Testament Beis, the Gemara says in Joshua, that the B'nai Keturah, Avraham Avinu, after Sarah Yemen was Niftah, he married Keturah. Rashi brings down that was Hagar, his first wife, he married her again, and he had children. The Gemara says, "V'nei Keturah b'chayavim b'minga, also chayavim b'minga." Zev Avraham Avinu was chayavim b'minga, the same thing, all his children, even besides Yitzchak and Yishmael, which are Tarsus and Ferish, B'nei Keturah, all chayavim b'minga. So Rashi in Sanhedrin learns it was only that those children, not the grandchildren. Only the first generation from Avraham Avinu, those children, B'nei Keturah had a b'minga, but it stopped there. The Rambam is chaylach. The Rambam Perek Yud and Hilchos Melachim, Melachah Yud, holds that B'nei Keturah for Dori Doris, forever, till today, are chayavim b'minga. So, but the Chachamim wants to say a chiddush. This halacha of Bnei Keturah chayav minga would only be in Mila, not in Priya, because their whole chiyuv of minga comes from Avraham Avinu. And even now, after Matan Torah was given to Klai Yisrael, wasn't given to Bnei Keturah. So we were given the mitzvah of Priya, but Bnei Keturah till today would only be minga, not Priya. But Al Kaponim, Avraham Avinu, the Gemara says Beferish was only chayav in minga, not in Priya. So minga affects some seifa and the Mechaschinuch on the Rosh. This bracha, nachnisi b'bisish avim avinu, the nusach of the bracha is b'bisish avim avinu. So if the nusach of the bracha is nachnisi b'bisish avim avinu, obviously it's going on the mila part, not on the priya part. Avim avinu didn't even have priya. Obviously the Indian of the bris, this whole bris that they, like Rashi says, b'shal ava, b'shal yushas aretz, this whole Indian of the bris, nachnisi b'bisish avim avinu, comes from the mila. Does it come from the mila or does it come from the priya? The chariah comes from the mila part, because that's all avim avinu had the bris and all he had was mila. So we're continuing there. They'll be on the Mila part. So Mila, what's the Rosh answering? The Rosh wants to say, "Oy Shemati, how do we make the bracha after the Mila?" The Rosh, it's not even Las Yosin. It's not before the Mitzvah. So the Rosh answered, "It's tak after the Mila, but before the Priya." So it's even Las Yosin of the Priya. But the Priya is not the Nachnisa Bishas Avinu. If you want to make the bracha of Achnisa Bishas Avinu before the Hachnasa Bishas Avinu, the you have to do it before the Mila.
Now it's
probably
to the Mila.
Hmm?
So
now
it's probably to the Mila.
Now
it's not complete until you do it all.
Yeah, I mean, that's basically what I was thinking. The Teretz is, that the bris comes from the Mila. It's true, because that's what Avraham Avinu had, the bris comes from the Mila. But for us, now that we have a din, a mol v'lo par, kilo lo mol, until we do the Priya, we don't have a Mila. Our Mila was not a Mila. So you did a Mais Mila, but it wasn't Chal. It
wasn't then, my brother.
That's something because he didn't have it. But the Gemara says he didn't even have the mitzvah. Even if he would, like the Mechasuch wants to even Bnei Keturah, they don't have the Indian Priya.
I understand.
Right. They don't have the mitzvah at all. He doesn't have the mitzvah at all. It's not just that. Okay. You want to say not like that? You want to say like that? But Pshan, the Gemara is not the Gemara. We're saying like nitin the mitzvah Priya and Avinu is not because it wasn't the mitzvah as possible. It does say beferish that he had no. They had no oil even, right? The oil was in the...
No oil? What was he doing?
Okay. But I think...
The other Rambam is that says that it's doing it to Birchus Hanenem.
Yeah.
So it doesn't make... It's not mistaken to do it in the middle. But Birchus Hanenem, you can't start eating and then make a bracha and then continue eating. So the Rosh Hashanah, it's wouldn't stem with that Rambam. The Rambam is medama to Birchus Hanenem. Before
he's talking, dancing. Mm-hmm. Otherwise,
not doing it to
Birch Hazanen. Okay. Yeah, but this is the real Pshan the Rosh, because even though the bris comes from the Minga, but the Minga has to be Chal. So since the father made the Bracha Achnisa before the Priya, he wasn't Nechnas the Bris yet, because the Minga wasn't Chal. And then when you do the Priya, then I'm afraid he was the Ming was Chal, I'm afraid now he's Nechmas the Bris. So it turns out the Baruch Ataka was Evangas Yosin. That's a Teretz. I was thinking maybe another Teretz, there's a Yishami, that's what Tetmi brings down. There's a Yishami in Shabbos Perk Yates Lacha Bey, is a Yishami Dashin's Himal Yimal from this week's Sedra, Mikang Shtem Minglais. From the double Lush of Himal Yimal, we learn out Shtem Minglais. Achas the Mingla, Achas the Priya. According to Yishami, Lachar is Chal on the Babli. This Yishami holds the Avim Vino had the Mitzvah Priya. Because from this week's Edra already, you're going to have the Mitzvah Priya. So it's not like the Babli. So if you're going like the Yishami, then the Rosh is very good. And rather, when you sing Achnisi before the Priya, it's Evel Nasi Yosin. But more Poshet is our other Tarets. The Maisa, when the Ashkenaz, it's interesting, the Sfarad Manoyig, like the Rishbam, I'm hearing, but the Ashkenazim Manoyig, like the second Teretz of the Rosh, that the Moel first makes the Bracha of Al Mila, and then he does right away the Mila, then he waits before he does the Priya, and the father makes the Bracha on Issa Bishav Vinu, and then the Moel finishes off the Priya. And it seems, Minik Olam, if you look, you see people, they rush to make this Bracha. They hurry up to make this bracha on Nisa Bishav Minu. They say it Mina B'Mina, they say B'Kavana, but they say it a little bit, they push themselves to say it quickly. Shekhar Shem says, Nisa Bishav Minu, as quickly as they can. What I think a lot of fathers do it because everyone saw the father before do it, but I'm not sure if people will pay attention and realize why they're doing it. So I'm thinking, could be postured, one practical reason why we hurry to make the bracha is because until you do the Priya, the Moel can't do the Metzitza and he can't stop the bleeding. He made a cut, the baby's bleeding, he can't stop the bleeding, he can't do the Priya. So he's waiting for the father to make his bracha. So the father hurries up and rushes as quick as he can, makes a Chisu Bisham Vinu so the Moel can finish up and do the Priya, and do the Metzitza and stop the bleeding. More practical thing. But he can wait a little bit, you know, for the father to make a bracha. If that's Taka Pshad in the Minig Olam, the way we do it, it's a Shuk Kash on a Maisu de Chaim. There's a Mzok Dibbe, a Maisu de Chaim, Chaim Briska. That there's a father once came to Reb Chaim, he was making a bris, and he had a choice of two moilim. One of them was a bigger Yerushalayim, a bigger Tam Chacham, and the other one was a bigger Mumcha, was more of an expert. So he asked Reb Chaim, who should he take? Should he take the bigger Tzaddik, or should he take the bigger Mumcha? So Reb Chaim told him, take the bigger Mumcha. And I said, that's one, you need a Mumcha, take the bigger Mumcha. So the other moil, who was the bigger Tzaddik, came to Reb Chaim, and he said to him, he told him, you know, everyone's going to hear that the Rav told him to take the other guy, not me, it's going to hurt my business. Can you give me something at least? Tell him to be mechavim me with metzitza. At least let me do the metzitza where they suck the blood. So Chaim answered him back. He said, metzitza is not something to be mechavim. Metzitza, the Gemara says in Shabbos, Afkaf Lam Gimel, Amra Papa, Hai Umna Dalai Mai, it's a moil that doesn't do metzitza, sakonahu, it's a sakon of Avinah, and we fire him. We don't want to be a moil anymore. The Indian of metzitza is a sakonah. Sakonah is not something to be mechavim. When someone's in sakonah, you can't say mechubit to go rescue Yenem who's drowning. Whoever's closest is mechuyif to save the person's life. He goes, whoever's closest is mechuyif to do metzitza. He says, if I would be closest, there's a kid in sakonah, I would jump in and do metzitza, the Chaim said. Normally the moil is the closest one, so whoever gets there first has to do it. It's not Indian of kibbutz, it's a sakonah of fashas. Whoever's closest has to jump in and do it. So my only kash, that's the Maaseh of Chaim. But my only kash on this is, what's pshat in the Rosh? How come the Rosh says that you can, if the Naminga, you can wait for the father to make his bracha, and then you can do the pri, and then you can do the metzitza. If it's sakana, why doesn't he have to just, as soon as he does the Naminga, he should have to immediately do the pri and jump in and do the metzitza? How can he even wait a few seconds for the father to make a bracha? The Teretz is, you have to say that metzitza is a sakana if you don't do it at all. But if you want to wait a few seconds, that's no hurry, you know, that's not seconded. Just make sure you get it done, you know, within a reasonable amount of time, but it's not an emergency, do it immediately. So if it's Taka Sabazai, it's Kasher of Chaim. So the Bimachar Mitzitza, Bimachar is no hurry, you're not doing the Mitzitza, what's on that? So if you want to enter the Mice, it's Kasher for Mice, but literally. But if you want to enter the Mice, maybe the Teretz is that when is Mitzitza not such second immediately that you could wait before the Priya? We do the Mila, it's still covered by the Ahapriya, then maybe it's not an emergency to go run and do the Matzitza. But once you do the Priya, then already you can't wait. Once you do the Priya, then already Chaim held, the Sakana was immediately. It's opened up, it's like an open wound. Then it, what? That was a big tumult. That was a big tumult. I mean, Ramesh Feinstein was against it. I don't want to say, Ramesh was very against it. There was a famous Moil, one of the biggest Moil in America started. The famous Moel, I don't know about that, but I know in America there's a Moel who made a safe, and he called it Mingo Priya Basachas. He had a way of doing Mingo Priya Basachas, and Ramesh was against it, and a lot of people were against it. But, okay. That's what he didn't want to say. That's what he didn't want to say.
That's right.
Okay. But Pashut Pshan the Maaseh Reb Chaim, it was the reason why people were against it was never done that way. It was always done separately.
In the
Russia wasn't done that way, right. But it could be that's Pshat. That's Pshat Reb Chaim, okay. Another reason you could say maybe why we rush to do the Mila and the Pri to make the Bracha right away is Pashut to be Maid and the Hefsek between the Birchas and Mitzvah the Moel, like we said before. The Moel made a Bracha. Okay, there's another Indian on the bracha on Lisi Bisham Vina. What do we do by Yasim Achmanaslan? The baby has no father. Who makes the bracha? There's a Chus Kiveg on this Assum Membez. It's a little bit long. We'll get to it another time. I want to speak about another Indian, but it's a little bit late, so maybe we'll save it for another time. Okay.